Because as soon as you say the name of God, is Krishna, is Shiva, is Jesus, your mind starts asking, but Jesus was put to the cross. Krishna is dancing with 16,000 wires. That is strange. Your mind becomes impure, the limitations start. Therefore, this beautiful yoga, keep it inside. Keep the mantra, the love inside. Or take it out when you're by yourself or whenever you are in need of it. Maybe in the middle of the bus, in the middle of confusion, or when you're in the middle of nowhere, then just go inside and breathe. And know inside is the real caretaker of yourself. We say, each inhalation in Om, each exhalation in Om is liberation. Not 5 or 10, we need more, 50, 100. But 100 Om, or 100 mantras, 100 inhalations and exhalations with Om is already something. And the law of the world takes place. That what you do for this and this time, cause, law of cause and reaction starts, and we can scientifically prove that we are in the spirit. If we stay for even 5 minutes, an hour, in the mantra, in the breath, just with knowing anything about religion or yoga or something, just breathe. Awareness of the breath leads you to the truth. Everything in this world has the truth inside. That is this power, this beauty of God. He put his soul, his energy inside everything what is. So in case we are lost, we can take it out of our own being. In case of confusion and desolation from the world, look deeper. Look all the layers of matter. Look at into one thing, a stone, a piece of wood. Look at it and for a long time, and the magic of spirituality starts through the concentration on one object. Through a concentration on one object, your mind becomes one-pointed, dharana. And through dharana, the concentration on one point, all the modifications, distractions of your mind disappear. And this piece of stone, this piece of wood or paper, a little point in the wall, and you lose yourself and come to the middle of the whole universe. This little point of a ball pen on the wall holds the whole universe inside. How is that possible? This is the power. What has God given us as a grace? As in everything, He is Him. He is in everything. He is everything. Let what you see matter. It's just Him. What you see as darkness, as confusion, as low, as dirt, is also Him. So see the true nature of all what is. The night is as much God, or the law of the universe, as the day. And the sun as the darkness, as death is, as is life. So if you get these two ends together, we have to. Otherwise we fall always into duality. And duality is suffering. And oneness is wisdom. Therefore, we are celebrating yoga in all its stages. And we have reached in our evolution a time we are slowly going over the physical process of yoga. We call it asana, yoga praxis, breathing exercise. as we know according to Ashtanga, is just the third and the fourth part of the leather. It is the physical parts too. The slowly, the light, the experience of another kind of happiness comes to us through the purification of our body, of our mind. Hatha Yoga teaches us, purify your body, purify your breath, and the mind by itself will become purified. If the mind is purified, we are able to reach and come to that, to see the essence of what is, to see right illumination. Put the light on and we see right. Put the dark on and there's fear. Maybe a snake, maybe a thief, maybe a hole in the ground. So put, illumine yourself through yoga and live in the light. And live in this immense reality of spirituality. It's this knowledge of the soul energy or whatever you like to call it. But it's certainly not matter. Or matter if it becomes a manifestation of the spirit. We come from the illusion and have go to the process of realization. And what is realization? What is the greatest enlightenment of the yogi? That he sees that the world is God. There's nothing else than God. That the manifested matter is also the spirit. And then the two ends come together. And the body is no more a filthy field of complications and desires and passions. It is a temple which houses the sanctum, the soul, the light inside. But this is the path of yoga, the purification what we are going through. And therefore the knowledge, the scriptures, the mantras, so immense important. They are magic, they are keys. Don't miss them. Otherwise you will fall into illusion. The chair is a chair, the stone is a stone, the good man is a good man, the bad man a bad man. But if you come to the realization that everything is just an expression of this life, and it is not a person, it's God. And this is the whole secret of a saint, of a mystic. He sees everything from this reality of the divine light. He sees in everything love. He is love because his ego has dissolved into unselfishness. And therefore, we see what is the difference between a worldly person and a saint. The saint is an illumined, enlightened person. That means all the darknesses of illusion, ignorance, anger, fear, jealousy, greed, that disappears. The scriptures tell us this, that these lower energies are darknesses. They were not created. They are criticized and experienced as limitations, as bondage. So if we remove this lower limitations of our being, mainly greed, passion, anger, ego. If these go away, and yoga, this is beautiful teaching, go away from your personal life. Leave it outside of the yoga hall. Leave it there in the world for the moment. And just breathe. Come to your own being. And all of a sudden, all the dependency on other people, which are so immense, stressing and confusing and making us insecure. Why? Be still, happy in yourself. Living in the self, through the self, by the self. Being satisfied with nothing else than your own light inside. And it is more a bigger treasure than anything of the world. So therefore, the message, purify your being. Stay on the path of yoga. We have to do something for this better life. We do so much for our material life. Why not for our peace? What is so much more important? What we should do with all these things if you don't have peace? So therefore, it will be so simple. We will have to work less because we don't have to need so much money. We have all what we have inside. And there, afterwards, don't think you lose something. You will gain the world. For the scriptures say, enjoy and renounce. Enjoy to become a yogi. A yogi in every day, not a yogi in the picture book, but a yogi in your little life, in your little family, in your job. A yogi is the one who has love in the heart, or from the part of wisdom, who sees his own self, his own divine soul energy in everything what is. There are so many consequences. Can you hurt anybody if it is your own self, if it is the highest truth, if it is God himself? Can you have it? Don't have to do serve him, to love him. And therefore we use this to bring the spirituality into your life. Don't think yoga takes you away from your sensual pleasures. It presents you a more bigger treasure of sensuality, of beauty, of love. A love in the higher centers of your being is unlimited. It doesn't know any loss. There's no fear. There's no selfishness inside. So therefore, everything what we are enjoying in the world, if it belongs to our material, lower centers, or lower awareness, or limited ignorance, then it is under the law of suffering. But if we purify through knowledge, that's what binds us to the world, attachment, greed, passion, then we can leave it through knowledge of the self. And this self is in the hands of the yogis. And this yoga is coming to you. It searches everywhere. It's not bound to India. It's certainly not bound to the yoga centers. It is already everywhere available in your own heart. So therefore you're carrying everything what you need for your liberation, you're carrying it with yourself. But the scriptures, the praxis, this little time what you are spending for this yoga festival, don't lose it. Therefore we need the constant remembering of the name, the praxis, the sadhana. In the morning, fold your hands. It's a very easy way of starting the day. And look, it's done. The day is done. If you fold your hands, there's so much devotion in it. You don't need a prayer. You don't need nothing. But just this physical gesture of putting the right side, the left side, and the right side together, bring the duality into oneness. And by itself, you don't have to say a prayer. You don't have to do nothing. Just do it. And for a second, bow your hand. That is necessary for your ego. Or you also can lift it up. It's the same. But the offering and the devotion, the bowing down, is just the same. And therefore, if we do only this, the rest will come. And all of a sudden, if you have no time for meditation, only once a week, or maybe once a month, or once a year, in the yoga center. But don't lose this. Once, keep your transformation going. And you have the most simple yoga with you, the breath. Wherever you go, you wait for the bus. You could be angry that the bus is gone and you will be late. But why? Use the time to breathe, to be with God inside, and your breath will harmonize your energies. All the anger that you are late will go, and you will see if you are late, the one who says, oh, no problem. This is the divine energy. If you are quiet and peaceful and harmonized and full of love, the whole world will change. And there will be no body who scolds you because you are late. But if you are full of fear and anger and confusion, you will be giving leave from your job. But if you stay and use the time of waiting in between two actions and breathe, this little sacrifice is our action on life. We have to do that. Otherwise we will lose ourselves in the senses and the darkness of illusion. And we know the less we breathe, the less we lose our meditation, because we got involved in action and the speed. And then we have lost the biggest treasure what we have, our own self. And this self hides. Sometimes God was very much followed, like the saints. Wherever they go, even if they go to safe private places, they are followed, or the people are waiting already that he comes out of his private space to catch him, to ask him this and that, to put Torah into pieces, or to put him on the cross. But this is not necessary. You have this all inside you. So therefore, this little breath, keep it as the most precious pressure what you have. And the breath can be afterwards transformed in the next step, the mantra. But the breath is already perfect in itself. You don't have to recite to the Hinduism with Om Namah Shivaya, Sri Durga, Ya Namah. You don't have to. Be simple, be honest, sincere to yourself. Be just what you are. God is everywhere inside you. Maybe the time is over, but maybe we were able to take a little glimpse of mystery life. No, mystery life is that what makes you spiritual. And this spirituality is refined materialism, and this can be revealed through the purification of your senses. This is a very, 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 very important part. Purification is enlightenment. Purify yourself. Purify your senses. Purify your way of talking, of speech, of looking at things. Look at the right things. Think of the right things. Speak the right things. So we are transforming lower energies with the divine name, put everything on a combine with Krishna, with Ram, with Om, because it helps us. It is not the mantras, don't think they don't belong to Hinduism or to India. They are mantras. They are manifestations of God to give liberation. So they have this compound, they don't mean anything. Also in India they don't mean anything. Meaning makes the mind. But they are everywhere available. They are just openings of the chakras. The Om is universal, it doesn't belong to the East. It belongs to the one who chants it. Therefore God belongs to the one who loves him. And this love needs the praxis, our sadhana. We don't know how we don't know God, so how can we love him? But breathing, doing your praxis, and joining praxis with knowledge, scriptures. All the holy name contains all the scriptures. We don't have to learn Sanskrit or read the scriptures, what is not possible. So therefore, keep the knowledge of your biggest treasure is just inside. just be and know that you're staying with the truth of your nature, with your light inside. Very, very important. Feel that you're changing, going through a transformation. The whole world is going through the transformation, and it will go better. We're on the better part of the wheel. Better because it's more beautiful to stay on the path of wisdom, of knowledge, than to be in the dark part of ignorance. So therefore, we are messengers of love and truth, of yoga. And it is so expanding. Feel you don't have to be miserable. Liberate yourself, and life goes to a higher level. You don't have to be miserable. Feel yourself the bliss of your own being, and you will see all darkness disappears. The world has changed. There is no misery. It's not for you. Terrorism is not for you. You are out of it. You are out of violence, because in your heart is love. So how can you live in war? So therefore, this is all for the one whose heart is in ignorance and violence. He has to suffer. He has to go to the path of purification. But you are on the other part. But don't lose it. The fineness of spirituality is so fine that the harsh word of anger destroys a lot. But still, there's a chance and an option for everything. You can be immune against everything, so that nothing can destroy the light inside you. And therefore, going deep into your own being, and ending the praxis with this beautiful breath, and fill this breath, this end exhalation, with a thanksgiving, with a surrendering, with a sacrifice to the path of light, to the wisdom, the teaching. This teaching will stay with us. Keep with the praxis. And this praxis is not difficult. It's not in the yoga hall. It's not for that and that amount of money. It is just your breath inside. It's just this little devotion, this little folding your hands will be enough to change your life. Very soon.
Shanti. Shanti. Shanti, 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 Sadarishya Shanti Bhavatu. Let there be peace in the solar plane. Let there be peace in the waters, on the earth, and the human beings. May there be peace in the kingdom of the plants, of the grains, of the flowers. Let this peace spread to all your beings in this universe. Let the supreme peace come unto us and be realized. May there be peace which starts from the peace of your own being. The thanksgiving what comes from your side is my thanksgiving to your side, because without you I cannot express, I cannot share anything. Therefore the thanksgiving is very much from my side.